Tunjabihani Jana Bala Bhagiri Bhagavad Bhagavad Jaka Chara Jasta Tara Sri Sri Mari Sri Bhaktivinoda Swami Prabhupada Ki Jai Nityali Lipa Vishta Om Vishnu Pabra Manza Vibhajika Chara Jasta Tara Sri Sri Ma Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Ki Jai Ananta Koti Vaishta Vinda Ki Manata Jahari Rasta Ko Ki Tanka Kaho Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhupada Nanda Sri Advaita Vidara Sivasati Gaur Bhaktivinoda Sri Sri Radha Krishna Gopina, Samakan Varakan, Nidigo Vidan Ki, Sri Vrindavan Dan Ki, Sri Mayapurnabhi Dan Ki, Jagannath Puri Dan Ki, Nuramanuti Dan, Tulsi Devi Ki, Bhakti Devi Ki, Gangamai, Yamunamai, Samveta Bhaktavinda, Glory Samadavotis, All Glory Sri Guru and Gauranga, Pramananda. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Okay. Canto 2, Chapter 5, Verse 24. Sohankareti prokto.
Sohankareti prokto.
Sohankareti prokto. Dikurvan samabhutrida.
Dikurvan.
Vaikarikas tejasascha tamasascheti admida dravyashakti kriyashakti jnanashaktiriti prabho sohankareti prokto vikurvam samabhuktida vaikarikas tejasascha tamasascheti advida dravyashakti kriyashakti jnanashaktiriti prabho sohankareti prokto vikurvan samabhutridha vikarikas tejasascha tamasascheti advida dravyashakti kriyashakti jnanashaktiriti prabho
So the very same thing, ahankara, ego, iti, thus,
Prokta
said,
the Korban
being
transformed,
Samabhut
became manifested,
Vidha
in three features,
Ekarika
in the mode of goodness,
Kaijasa
in the mode of passion,
Cha.
And
Tamasa
in the mode of ignorance.
Cha.
Also,
iti,
thus,
ya,
what is,
bida,
divided,
dravya
shakti, powers that evolve matter,
kriya
shakti,
initiation that creates,
jnana shakti,
intelligence that guides,
iti,
thus,
Prabhu,
all
master.
The
self-centered
materialistic
ego
thus being
transformed
into
three features
becomes
known
as the
modes of
goodness,
passion,
and ignorance
in three
divisions,
namely
the powers
that evolve
matter,
knowledge
of material
creations,
and
the
intelligence
that guides
such
materialistic
activities.
Narada, you
are quite
competent
to understand this.
Purport.
Materialistic
ego,
or the sense
of identification
with matter,
is grossly
self-centered,
devoid of
clear knowledge
of the
existence
of God.
And
this
self-centered
egoism
of
the materialistic
living
entities
is
the cause
of
their being
conditioned
by
the
other
paraphernalia
and
continuing
their bondage
of
material
existence.
In the
Bhagavad Gita,
this
self-centered
egoism
is very
nicely
explained
in
the 7th
chapter,
verse
24
through
27.
The
self-centered
impersonalist,
without a
clear
conception
of
the personality
of Godhead,
concludes
in his
own way
that
the personality
of Godhead
takes a
material
shape
from his
original and
personal
spiritual
existence
for
a particular mission.
And
this
misleading
conception
of the
Supreme
Lord
by
the self-centered
impersonalist
continues,
even though
he is
seen
to be
very
interested
in
Vedic
literature,
such as
Brahma
Sutras
and
other highly
intellectual
sources
of knowledge.
The
ignorance
of the
personal
feature
of the Lord
is due
simply
to ignorance
of
the
mixture
of
different
modes.
The
impersonalist
thus
cannot
conceive
of the Lord's
eternal
spiritual
form
of
eternal
knowledge,
bliss,
and existence.
The
reason is
that
the Lord
reserves
the right
of not
exposing
himself
to
the
non-devotee
who,
even
after
a
thorough
study of
literature
like
Bhagavad
Gita,
remains
an impersonalist
simply
by obstinacy.
This
obstinacy
is due
to the
action
of Yogamaya,
a
personal
energy
of the Lord
that
acts like
an
aide-de-camp
by
covering
the
vision
of
the
obstinate
impersonalist.
Such
a bewildered
human
being
is
described
as
mudha,
or
grossly
ignorant,
because
he is
unable
to understand
the
transcendental
form
of
the Lord
as being
unborn
and
unchangeable.
If
the Lord takes
the form
of
material
shape
from
his
original
impersonal
feature,
then
it means
he is
born
and
changeable
from
impersonal
to personal.
But
he's not
changeable,
nor does
he ever
take
a
new birth
like
a conditioned
soul.
The
conditioned
soul
may take
a form
birth
after birth
due
to
his
conditional
existence
in
matter,
but the
self-centered
impersonalists,
by
their gross
ignorance,
accept
the Lord
as one of them
because
of
self-centered
egoism.
Even
after
so-called
advancement
of knowledge
in
the Vedanta,
the
Lord,
being
situated
in the
heart of
every
individual
living
entity,
knows
very
well
the
tendency
of such
conditioned
souls
in terms
of past,
present,
and
future.
But
the
bewildered
conditioned
soul
hardly
can know
him
in
his
eternal
form.
By
the
will of
the
Lord,
therefore,
the
impersonalist,
even
after knowing
the
Brahman
and
Paramatma
features
of
the
Lord,
remains
ignorant
of
his
eternal
personal
feature
as
ever-existent
Narayan,
transcendental
to all
material
creation.
The
cause of
such
gross
ignorance
is
constant
engagement
by
the
materialistic
man
in
the
matter
of
artificially
increasing
material
demands.
To
realize
the
Supreme
Personality
of God,
one
has to
purify
the
materialistic
senses
of
devotional
service,
by
devotional
service.
The
mode of
goodness,
or
the
Brahminical
culture
recommended
in
the
Vedic
literature,
is helpful
to
such
spiritual
realization.
And
thus
the
Jnana
Shakti
stage
of the
conditioned
soul
is
comparatively
better than
the other
two
stages,
namely
Dravya
Shakti
and
Kriya
Shakti. The whole material civilization is manifested by a huge accumulation of materials. In other words, raw materials for industrial purpose and the industrial enterprises, Kriya Shakti, are all due to gross ignorance of spiritual life. In order to rectify this great anomaly of materialistic civilization based on the principles of Dravya Shakti and Kriya Shakti, one has to adopt the process of devotional service of the Lord by adoption of the principles of Karma Yoga mentioned in Bhagavad Gita. Yat Karoshi 927. Yat Karoshi Rasnasi. Yat Jahosi Dadasi Jat. Yat Tapasasi Kaunteya Tat Karoshi Madarpanam. O son of Kunti, all that you do, all that you eat, all that you offer and give away, as well as all austerities that you may perform, should be done as an offering unto me. Sohankarati prokto vikurvan samabhuktira mekarikas tayajasascha tamasascha iti advira jabya shakti kriya shakti jnana shakti iti prabho. The self-centered materialistic ego, thus being transformed into three features, becomes known as the modes of goodness, passion, and ignorance in three divisions, namely powers that evolve matter, knowledge of material creations, and the intelligence that guides such materialistic activities. Narada, you're quite competent to understand this. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama. So there's a set of verses Prabhupada's referring to here, 24 through 27. 7, 24 through 27. And let's just see what they are. They are starts with avyaktam apanam, avyaktam vyaktam apanam, manyate mam abhugaya, param bhavam ajanam tu mama vyamanutamam. Unintelligent men who do not know me perfectly think that I, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Krishna, was impersonal before and have now assumed this personality. Due to their small knowledge, they do not know my higher nature, which is imperishable and supreme. So then, 25, probably referred to here as well. Naham prakasha sarvasya, yoga maya samabhata, mudoyam nabhajana. Lokamama Jamabhyayam. And Vedaham Samatitani. Vartamanani Charjana. Babishyani Chabutani Mam Tu Vedika. Kashna Kashna. Arjuna, the Supreme Personality of God, I know everything that has happened in the past, all happening in the present, all things that are yet to come. I also know all of the entities, but me, no one knows. And then all living entities are born into delusion. So I think that's what he was referring to. Right? 24, 5, 6, and 7. So chapter 7, good chapter. No matter how many times you read it, you'll find that there's more and more in that Bhagavad Gita. Krishna speaks any verse, then there'll be unlimited avyayam. It says here, it is avyayam, inexhaustible. So the knowledge of speaking is inexhaustible. So therefore, we can understand also that when Krishna says mudho, then, and Prabhupada is quoting Krishna, and Prabhupada being a very perfect representative, speaking about, you know, sometimes people would get irked. They would get a little bit Well, Swamiji, you are speaking so much heavy, you know, like calling everyone rascal. So Prabhupada said, no, this is Krishna speaking. I'm simply quoting Bhagavad Gita. So sometimes we're speaking, but doesn't have the same exact potency. Like if you shoot a toy gun and something comes out, a little thing, it says bang, you know, it's like a joke, bang. So that means there's no real bullet, not that we want a real bullet, but there's no potency to it. Just doesn't have the potency. It's like Vishwanath Chakravarti says, speaking with a small mouth, speaking very big words with a small mouth. But when Prabhupada would speak, he had full realization of mudho yam nabhajanati, or vimudha. Sometimes Prabhupada would say, vimudha nana pashyante. There's mudha, he's a rascal, but there's vimudha, which is a special rascal, or sometimes he would say thousand time rascal, because if you say an ass, sometimes poor ass gets picked on. I mean, Hare Krishnas are not equi. You know, we're supposed to be equi, seeing everything equally, but we pick on asses and mudhas. But the poor ass, he's working very hard. Svabid varahoshta karai. He's chasing some kind of a carrot or something on a stick, and he's carrying very heavy loads, and there's nothing there at the end. Or he could just go eat some grass. But he doesn't do that. He's got a master, and he's forcing him. So the ass is like this poor guy. He's an emblem representative of being a fool. But if you're a human being, then you're meant, atato brijigyasa. Prabhupada even refers here to Brahma Sutra. And he picks here on the Mayavadis, impersonalists. He sometimes lumps them in with the ordinary mudhas, but there's also, he said there's special mudha. Especially, he said the scientists are special mudha, because they're trying for such a big thing and misleading the whole material world, human civilization, that yes, you get this, you get this, you get this, you get this. There's nothing there to get. But they're still pushing it that you know, next year everything was going to be fine. If you would have drugs now, people will actually say, they still say that. There's research that how we'll perpetuate life forever or something. Although it's not going on, obviously everyone is dying. So this ahankara, iti ame, one of the elements in the material world, is being broken down here in detail in this verse. And then it gets more detailed when you read Kapiladeva in the third canto, chapter 26, and other places. In 11th canto also, several places, that this idea is there broken down, the Vaikarika and the Tejasa, Taijasa, and the Tamasa. They each have mortis, and each refer to, here it says like the passion, Vaikarika's goodness. And the Murti there is the Aniruddha. So Prabhupada is telling us there in third canon, Kapiladeva is telling that the Aniruddha Murti, Vishnu Murti, is meant to be meditated on by the impersonalists. Not that they just, rather the yogis. Although most impersonalists, they don't worship Aniruddha. Or they have a philosophized version of this. So sometimes Prabhupada would also put them in the category of mudha, the yogis. Sometimes they're given credit, sometimes they're not given. They study the Brahma Sutra. And it's highly intellectual. Prabhupada refers to it as highly intellectual. And in early lectures, especially, Prabhupada used to say that to become impersonalist, actual impersonalist, means you have to be actually a big scholar. Otherwise, they have very sharp delineation. To be bona fide Shankara, follow Shankara once he has to study Sanskrit and just spend his time. Although, and become a sannyasi. So, dandagrahena matrena, namo narayana bhavet. As soon as you accept the danda, dandagrahena, then you become Narayan. So this is their illusion, that they become Narayan. This is strict impersonalism. So Mahaprabhu, in a very humble way, he defeated the impersonalists, and he showed us the path how to defeat. So we're coming in that line, and before even Mahaprabhu, Mahaprabhu accepted this Madhva line because he was very big on defeating the impersonalists. Dvaita, there's two. So there's the living entity, Jiva, and he's different than the Supreme Personality of Godhead. No matter how you look at it, Prabhupada said, the ABC of Krishna consciousness, that I am very insignificant, God is very great. If one can accept that, then he's not an impersonalist. I am very tiny, so we're trying to get beyond that and learn a little more over one lifetime. But basically, one has to remember to be very amanina manadena kirtaniya sada. So Mahaprabhu has to come because everyone is enwrapped in this hankara, nitai pada pasariya, hankara mapta hoya. Narottam Das is telling that people don't accept nitai, they don't accept the personality of God because of a hankara. Matta. They're maddened by this ahankara, that I am a ahankara. Prakriti kriyamanani gunai kamani sarvasa ahankara vimuthatma. Again, several places in Gita, Krishna stresses that as soon as you think that you're the doer, then immediately you're a mudha. You're a fool. Oh, I did that. I am so great. So all day everyone is thinking that. Sometimes we get a little bit of realization, wait a minute, I didn't do that. I'm not doing anything. I'm not the doer. But this is the mostly, almost 100% living entities are thinking they are the doer, ahankar. Nanupashanti vimudha. Another chapter, he said, they cannot see. Nanupashanti. Pashanti jnana chakshusha. Without this jnana chakshusha. Chakudan dilo ye. One has to have the eye of knowledge. How to get it? Aton guru panamyai. One has to surrender to the guru. The guru. Guru, a bigger check. It's a necessity to take the guru. Of course, the guru has to be Vaishnava. Can't be any bogus guru. When these King Nimi in 11.3, the third chapter, there's also the nice conversation concerning these aspects of Vaikarikas, Tejasa, Tamasas. So the King Nimi was highly intelligent. So when these nine Yavyogendras, when they were speaking with him, Agnihotra, their names, so they're all giving different things. So the king also said, please tell me what else I should know. He was very humble, very intelligent. Please tell me what else should I know besides about these modes. How to get out of the modes? He said, yeah, you should know how to get out of the modes of nature. We have described these modes, maya, how powerful it is. Mama maya duratyaya, mama evi apabhajante, how to surrender, but one cannot go directly. Tadvidhi has to approach the spiritual master, right? Tasmagarum prabhadyeta, jigyasu, and he has to inquire from the spiritual master. Jigya, about what? Oh, why are you wearing that funny line on your head? Or like that? No. Jigyasu shreya uttamam. What is the uttama? Because this world here is tama, it says here, so one has to inquire about the Shreya, not the prayer. Shreya Uttama, beyond this Tamagun. Because spiritual master is beyond, hopefully, beyond Tamagun, beyond the modes of nature. Anta Pravishta Abhati, described in the first canto, Vidrambena, how the super soul enters the living entity, Bhunkte Bhuteshu Tadvi, and causes him to enjoy. You wanted to enjoy, then that's okay. You can, and then gradually, from within the heart, he also engages that Shravanam Kirtanam, in Shravanam Kirtanam, and one becomes too much upset with the modes of nature, then he tries to find out, there's something beyond this, beyond that. You always hear devotees will look, many devotees will be looking here and there, especially in the 60s and early 70s. There were so many gurus, we didn't, even now, of course, it's going on. Many bogus people come, oh yes, I am a guru. Misleading so-called gurus. So, but one is desperate, then prasade pai bhakti latavi. He gets the bhakti from the guru, guru prasade pai. Gets some association, some representative comes and says, okay, here, this. I remember that, like for instance, my friend Kushakrata, we were kids in fifth grade, so he probably read more books than every kid combined in the entire New York City on philosophy. So I was pretty late. I was a normal, almost normal, not quite, but I wasn't totally normal. But just to be his friend, I couldn't have been too normal because people would walk by and punch him in the arm. You know, like he was Italian, but all the mafia Italian kids would walk by and just hit him just for gratuitously, you know, as they say, because he was such a nerd. It would bug them, and the vicious demoniac mentality, probably lucky they didn't kill him, and nowadays they might, but anyway, but he would read so many books. So after I moved away from his neighborhood one day, I thought, let me call my old buddy Peter, you know. So I was thinking, well, this guy, he read so many books, he must know something. And I remember him reading all these books, I mean, all the way from the ancient Greek philosophers, all the way up in the all the existential philosophers. So he was a real gani. So I called him up after 3-4 years I hadn't seen him. I said, so Peter, you read all those books, and what's the best book? And he said, Bhagavad Gita. I forgot, I mean, I didn't know at the time, some years before, I hadn't focused on it, but he said, Bhagavad Gita, you don't need any other book, he said. And I thought, that's interesting. Because I had no Bhagavad Gita, it was 1963 or 4, I think I call. I knew him in 56. But so I called him. He was reading. He was a gani, looking, searching, very intelligent. Nobody else like that, close even. So every day reading big fat volumes. You go to the library with a big stack, go back next week, big stack, next week, big stack. Read every book on philosophy. So he's the guy you're going to ask, right? you know, so you Bhagavad Gita, don't need any other book. So I thought of that. I always thought of him like that. Until I got a small Bhagavad Gita, before they even printed the blue Bhagavad Gita, I was in San Francisco, and I used to go to the temple on Sunday, and Upendra gave me a small, tiny Bhagavad Gita, about this big, from maybe Gita Press, or I don't know what it was. It was like, just had verses, English. I don't even know if it had the Sanskrit. And I was looking through it. This is funny. Okay. I read up to 11 chapters. Kind of exciting. Oh, yeah. Of course, the English was like Shakespearean or some weird thing. It wasn't like reading Prabhupada's Bhagavad Gita. Then Purple Gita came out. So gradually, things introduced. Prabhupada is coming. Bharat Bhumite Horlo Manusha Janma Ja Janma Sarkar. Prabhupada's mission when he spoke with any group of Indians, whether in Canada or anywhere, always pushing this point. You're born in India. He said in that South Africa and Canada and England, so many places, wherever the big groups, he said, you have all come here to make some, for some material calculation to improve your material life. Ahankara, mudha, vimudha. But I have not come for that. I have not come to beg, please give me this. Although Bhaktivinoda Thakur says he is begging Radha Krishna Bol Bol, A Matra Bika, Chief Krishna Das A Vishvas, Korli. You should know you are Das, 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 Das. You are not master. This is pure false ego. So just on this point, such an important point that everyone's working under this directive and they cannot get out of it, encaged. So it's interesting here that this is a nice thing where you're quite competent to understand this. Swayambhur Narada Shambhu, Kumara Kapilo Manu. There's an order, Prabhupada mentions in one place that according to the significance of our 12 Mahajans, starts with Brahma and then goes to Narada. Swayambhur is Brahma, Swayambhur. Narada, Shambhu, that's Shiva. Then the Kumaras, Kapila, Manu, like that. So Narada's right under Brahma. And Pujyamasa, when Narada showed up, if you read, 4th chapter, 1st canon, at the very end, Pujyamasa, when Vyasadeva was feeling so despondent that he had composed all these books, but he felt so inadequate, something wrong, Hridaya, in his heart. Narada showed up, just like Prabhupada showed up, so many despondent persons in the West. And so then he was worshipped, Pujyamasa, Vidivan, just like Vidivan, which is another name of Brahma. Vyasadeva knew, yes, I worship him, just like Lord Brahma. And here Brahma's also saying that, Narada, you are quite competent. Sivai bhavan beda samastagu yam upasita myat purushapa paravareshe natashe menyunam alam vichakra. Another thing that Vyasadeva told Narada, you are competent to find out what's wrong with me. Who could find out what's wrong with Vyasadeva? Composed all the Vedic literature. Such a great person. But he was, and Narada immediately chastised him. Bhavita nadita praya yasho bhagavato mala. What is it? Yanavaso natusheta. You're not satisfied because Manasa, you're taking the mind as the self. He's actually just like Arjuna, such a great person. Prabhupada also said he was a gross materialist. He was acting like a gross materialist. So attached to his family. He's a kshatriya, you have to fight. So Vyasadeva was like this. And Veda Samastaguya, he appreciated that Narada knows everything, Samasta. All that is hidden and confidential. You know that. So please instruct me. Snatashime nyunam, find out my deficiencies. Although I studied everything, just like the impersonalists, they study everything. Veda, described there in the 11th canto, one verse, what is that? That go dahanam. I forgot that verse. That just like keeping a cow doesn't give any milk. Of course, we keep cows that don't give milk, but they also try to milk the goats, the wrinkles on a goat's neck, thinking there's something there. There's nothing there in this material energy. So these great scholars, Hyapi Brahmyanti Te Jana, it is said by Prabodhana Saraswati in one of his great, one many slokas, Achaitanyamidam Vishvam Yari Chaitanyami. So this whole Vishvam is devoid of consciousness, although, and Mahaprabhu is pure consciousness. He is Chaitanya. Yari Chaitanyam Ishvaram, he is the Lord. And even if one is the greatest scholar, and he studied everything, still, Hyapi Brahmyanti Te Jana. What's the third line? I forgot. Hyapi Brahmyanti means he's wandering uselessly in this material world, even if he's the biggest scholar. So we're not after becoming such big scholars. If one like Prabhupada would say, even that three-year-old Saraswati, when she was speaking that, do you know who Krishna is? She was greater than the biggest so-called scholars because she was teaching them Hare Krishna, just chant Hare Krishna. So even a small child, anyone can chant one. Then one, Veda Purane, there's these verses. One has gone through the Vedas, Ramane, Ramayane, through the Ramayana, Mahabharata. What is that Raghupati Upadhyaya, Shutim Apare, Smriti Mitare, Bharatamanye, Bhava Bita. Out of fear, one studies all these shastras. So we don't do it out of fear, we do it out of love. He says, but as far for myself, Ahamihanandam Bande, Yashalindi Param Brahma. I worship the Param Brahma also. You're after the Param Brahma, but he said, Yashalindi, he's crawling in the courtyard of Nanda Maharaj. He's the Supreme Personality of God. Aham Sarvasya Prabhavo Natmatak Pavartate. One knows that, he knows everything. And Krishna also tells Arjuna, because you're not envious and you're not a mudha, I will tell you the knowledge. Yad gyatva nehabuyo yad gyatvam vishishite, there will be nothing left to be. No. For your benefit, ye me matam idam nityam anatishtanti manava shadhavanto nasuyanto. Because anasuyanto, and you have faith, and you're not envious, therefore I will instruct you. But ahankara, one of those last verses in the 18th chapter, he said, but due to ahankara, nashoshashi vananshasi. Those, of course, Arjuna, he finally said, yes, I accept everything. Sarvametadvitam manye, even in the 10th chapter, he said, I accept everything you have said. Yan man bharasi ke shiva. In the end, Krishna said, so, now you've heard me, you can do whatever you would like. He said, no, my doubts are all finished. And what is that verse? No more doubts. Whatever you have said. Huh? Nashtamoha, smita labda, tat prasadam, by your prasad. Sometimes some personalities in India, they addressed Prabhupada that you are just like Vyasadeva. Prabhupada wouldn't, so humble, he said, no, I'm not like, well, okay, you can say, because Vyasa Prasada Shrutubna, just like Sanjaya, he said, by the prasad, by the mercy, prasade pai bhakti lata bij, by the mercy of Vyas, then anyone, he said, can become guru. Amarage guru hai, tare dakde. That's Korma Brahmana. He wanted to travel with Mahaprabhu. He was so enraptured, imagine. He couldn't care less for his family. Maybe he had 20 kids, we don't know. He said, no, I only want to go with you. He said, no, don't have to go with me. You take my order. Amaragye. Tare Dasht. And you can deliver wherever you are, your own country. You become the guru. And punarapi, what is it? You'll get my association. Pabe mora sangha. By doing that, you'll get my association. So Mahaprabhu is guaranteeing, just by preaching, one gets his association. The more one does it, the more one. Naisha paravaramatir bhavato nanusya jantur. Prahlad Maharaj says that is not, Krishna is not partial. But according to how much you surrender, yeyatamam prabhajante, then he rewards. Finally, of course, if one is on very high level, like gopis, Krishna says, no way, I can't repay you. Sasadhu kritiyam, by your own sadhu, acting like a sadhu, then you'll have to be satisfied with that. Because that this puja is so great. You have given up everything. Shrinkala, geha shrinkala. You broke the chains of this material world, all attachments. We were reading it the other day. Was it Loka Dharma? all these dharmas they gave up. Lajja, they gave up shame, and they just surrendered, the gopis. So, sasadu kityambi buddha, kushapiva. Even in a life of Brahma, I couldn't repay. And the devotees also say that, like Uddhava says to Krishna, 11th canto, naivo payanya pachitin kavayastraveja. Even all the kavis know that even if you have a life of Brahma, you cannot repay the guru, the debt. You cannot express it. That's considered vinoda patram. Means it's a joke. Anyone who's very knowledgeable, when they see someone that is saying that he's paying back his guru debt, that's good. Some people, I mean, I was thinking this the other day, I heard this, it's almost, just for fun, I'll tell you. One very prominent person in ISKCON, he was later very fallen, he was saying, oh, they're praising Prabhupada, but I did 10 times more than Prabhupada. So that's the kind of thing, you know. And someone hears that, they go, ha ha, and laugh. Of course, he wasn't following anything, but then he was saying like that. I did 10 times more, you did 10 times more. You think maybe you're a little bit, something wrong with your false ego. So that means no appreciation of the guru, or at least it's temporarily blocked. So one doesn't think that. He thinks that the guru has saved us. Otherwise, the ahankar is always there, ready to entrap the three modes of nature. And one is sattvam rajas tamayati guna prakriti, these three gunas. And this is what is the false ego described. It's analyzed very clearly, scientifically. Okay, so we can take comments.
I was thinking that like Prabhupada doing so much, but he never took any credit for what he did. He always gave all credit to his guru. So even if somebody's, you know, actually getting a lot done, it's always by the Krishna and the guru's mercy. That's how we think of
it. Most of the time he would say, my only credit is I didn't put any hindrance that... sometimes he would boast, but it was more like a sales technique. You know, he'd say, oh, we have got, you know, like one time he was talking about this Sai Baba or something. He said, so he has some nice property, but probably it's on the roof in Mayapur. And he said, does he have a property like this? And then if you were there in those days, you know, it was like so ecstatic. You know, you'd look on one side, you see Bhaktivinoda Thakur. The other side, now it's obscured. You could see the birthplace and everything was pure and perfect. Does he have one property like this? Of course, you're in the Dham, you know, so ecstatic. No, he doesn't. He's simply creating some phony magic trick.
I was also wondering, as part of the Kusha Karada story, do you know how he got his Prabhupada's Bhagavad Gita? And then it's always nice to hear the story of
who got whose Bhagavad Gita?
How Kusha Karada got Prabhupada's.
Do I know how he got one?
Yeah.
When he told me Bhagavad Gita, it was long before Bhagavad Gita was printed or Prabhupada didn't even come to the States. It was, but how he got his Bhagavad Gita, I don't know, it was somewhere.
Because interesting how you met
He was in Buffalo and Prabhupada came to Buffalo. And for all I know, he could have seen Prabhupada the second night and track out Kusha Krata's mind. That would be a life's work, especially now that he's gone. I mean, I could pick his brain because I knew what button to push, but I have no more button to push now. So, like one time I asked him, because he used to write symphonies. We were like 12, 13. He would write symphonies and long poems and everything he did. Hatha yoga. Nobody knew anything. He was sitting in a lotus, 12 years old, 9 years old. So one time later, years, I said, did you ever hear those symphonies produced? or what they sound. He said, no, how am I going to get an orchestra to produce the symphony? No. So, anyway, yeah, so he had so many things he was doing. I called him in 60, I want to say 3, he would have been, he was like about 8 months older than me, so that would be, we were 16, probably, 16, yeah.
Prabhu, in the verse, there's this reference, it's the Prabhupada, the list of the modes of nature, and which one of these corresponds to which mode?
Tejas is the mode of ignorance, or rather tamasa.
I know, but
obvious.
They're using...
And Vaikarika is the goodness. This the is to represent the mind and Aniruddha.
Kriya Shakti and Dravya Shakti.
Gyana Shakti, he's
Gyana
praising,
is
and
the
he's saying the other two at the end of the purport. He is saying here,
Kriya and Dravya.
Right, he's saying here, near the end, he's saying that based, in order to rectify this great anomaly of material civilization based on the principles of Dravya Shakti and Kriya Shakti, so that means things and activities.
Well, he does say Kriya Shakti, materials for industrial purposes and the industrial enterprises.
So
but
before that, he says, and thus the Gyana Shakti stage of the conditioned soul is comparatively better than the other two stages.
But what would be an example of Dravya Shakti?
Well, Dravya refers to Dravya Karma is one of the things, anything, things, all things. That covers a lot of ground.
Material elements.
Elements, yeah. Anything. Basically, but you know, the activity of creating and with those things, that's Kriya. And Bala means how to use the thing, Gana means how to use those things.
Okay, so in the verse, it's the three divisions of the laws of nature, namely the powers that evolve matter, that would be Dravya, knowledge of material creations, Kriya, and the intelligence that guides such materialistic activities is Gana.
Right.
Okay.
So, I mean, you can take this word jnana and then you start thinking, jnanamatam bhuvanam dayalo, or like everyone in the material world, according to Kaviraj Goswami, saying that Mahaprabhu has come because everyone is mad. They have a lot of jnan, jnanamatam, but they're mad. They have the jnan, but because they're not utilizing it, they're jnanamatam. So, just like Prabhupada put out that booklet, Who's Crazy? But they're mad because they have so much knowledge, they don't know how to use it, they're mad. Ankara matta hoya, nitai padapasariya, because they forgot the lotus feet of nitai. Interesting, it says, forgot. Okay, Jirika.
So, we are explaining the process of creation started from the subtle and moves to the gross. So, I recently wrote that the Big Bang Theory, which is explaining creation, is a nonsensical theory. And one cosmologist got on my case. He says, you're saying that, but what about all these scriptures? He's saying the Bhagavad Gita and the Puranas and the Bible and the Quran. He said they're all mythical. You know, they cannot explain anything about the creative process.
Well, why is he lumping all those shastra together in the first place? You should quote these things. So, if you quote Quran, you won't come up with this or the Bible.
Yeah, yeah. So here. So I said, our scripture, I said the Vedic literature says that from Mahavishnu comes a matter compact in a seed and then expands into the universe, you know?
Like Brahma Samhita, right?
Yeah, you know? So I said, so he was arguing again, what that has to do with it.
Who is arguing?
A cosmologist, you know, he's preaching online, you know, so he came across me and we started.
You're talking about a professor?
Yeah, we started to debate, you know. So I said, well, just like a tiny seed has all the potency to emerge into a mighty tree. You see? So it's the same principle with what's coming from Mahavishnu. When I said that,
he stops. Was he Indian?
No, he's an American guy, you know, but he was, you know, shouting all kind of craziness. Oh, Big Bang supports Einstein's theory of relativity.
You can tell him we also believe the Big Bang
radiation.
Big Bang comes from Vishnu, though. We believe everything.
But anyway, when I finished with him, he was quiet. Really. And,
but you tell him.
He couldn't answer anything else.
Prabhupada sometimes said that. Okay, Big Bang.
Hey, stay quiet now.
Give him the mic.
The guy couldn't do anything.
Give him the mic. You had your turn. Man. He always represents all.
I mean, anybody can argue with anybody. There's no great gift about that. I mean, you could find something to argue about with anybody. And what have you accomplished, you know? So, you know, we're interested in people, you know, developing their bhakti. Maybe Krishna arranged that this is what this fellow needed to meet a great sadhu like that. But that's good. But hey, I got something to pick on here. So I'm driving in, you know, and I hear you're saying that the Hare Krishnas are equal poise to everyone, but we like to pick on the asses, right? So, but in one sense, you know, it's like Krishna's equal to everybody, and so is the great soul. So, you know, tough love or soft love, the rose or the, you know, so if we're picking on an ass, it's just to help him not to be an ass, and it's out of love that we would do it. It's not like, it's just that, you know, we want to vent in the asses of the poor people we're authorized to vent upon, you know? Maybe, I don't know.
Okay. Nothing else? Good. Hare Krishna.